IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, April 9th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the people who traveled to Southern Illinois to view Monday's solar eclipse. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. For a few minutes in the middle of the day, millions around Illinois experienced darkness as part of a total solar eclipse. People from around the country drove to Southern Illinois for the experience, including IPM's Reginald Hardwick. He sent this audio postcard from Fort Defiance, the most southern part of Illinois, where the Mississippi and Ohio rivers merge.
We're about 4 minutes away from totality, and it looks like a shadow has just been cast over us. Hundreds of people here lying on blankets, some have telescopes, they have families, and they all have their glasses, and we're all looking up.
Oh, yes.
What are you seeing? What does it feel like?
I cannot describe it with words. It is the first time I see an astronomical event of this magnitude. For me, it's some sort of a connection between the human being and the universe. You know, it's very spiritual from my standpoint.
I've never experienced anything like this either.
I'm very excited. My heart is shaking. It's something that I would never regret have done. It is very dark. It is like dawn or dusk, probably. It looks more like a day in the morning when you're waking up and it starts to getting clear, you know? It is.
And the bridge lights are on.
Yeah, because they have this kind of light sensor, it probably detected that it was dark and turned on. Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
So
gorgeous.
So beautiful. It almost looked like there was a solar flare or something at the bottom.
I know. I don't know what was at the bottom. It was like a little, like,
it was beautiful.
We're questioning a solar flare, but we don't know. Yeah.
It was great. It's great. It was better than 2017, actually.
Why do you say that?
Well, because to me, I could see the corona a lot better on this one than I could in 2017. So, and it was about a minute longer than I had last time. So it was wonderful.
What did you think when it was totally dark?
It was great. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to, I didn't want to mess with the camera or the scope. I just wanted to look at it, you know, and just soak it in.
What will you remember about this experience?
Besides totality, it's just meeting all the people here, you know, in the community and everybody. So that was the best part, yeah.
You just heard from nature photographer Uriel Soberanez, Michael Metheny, and Kelly Sopko, who drove from Tennessee to Fort Defiance outside Cairo, Illinois, to watch yesterday's total eclipse. The last voice in that postcard is from Bill Meffert, a retired engineer who drove more than 6 hours from Georgia to Cairo for the cosmic event. Go to ipmnewsroom.org to look at pictures and video of the eclipse from across Southern Illinois. According to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the next total solar eclipse visible in the United States will happen August 23, 2044. More than 300 University of Illinois Chicago faculty, students, and alumni are sounding the alarm about an effort to rein in campus speech. Lisa Corian-Phillip reports.
The president of the University of Illinois system wants campuses to have rules for public statements made by academic departments and cultural centers. Concerned faculty say the directive is a reaction to statements made in support of Palestine. Andy Clarno is a sociology and Black Studies professor at UIC.
What we're seeing at UIC is an effort to crack down on academic freedom when it comes to criticism of Israel and to the unfolding genocide and human-made famine in Gaza.
The U of I system president did not reference Gaza in his directive, but did refer to statements on political or potentially controversial topics. Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
still to come, we'll learn more about the people who traveled to Southern Illinois and Missouri to view Monday's solar eclipse. That story is next on 217 Today.
Explore the transformative potential of the arts in the documentary series The Expressway with Dulay Hill. The series delves into the profound impact of the arts on our daily lives, centered on the diverse perspectives of artists from across the U.S. Viewers join lifelong singer, dancer, and actor Dulay Hill in a celebration of community and creative expression. The Expressway with Dulay Hill is available to stream now with the free PBS app or on our website at video.will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Thousands of people yesterday poured into towns, stadiums, and fields across Missouri and Illinois to watch the solar eclipse. Totality lasted about 4 minutes, but left an emotional impression on many watching. Many reporters captured these sounds.
I'm Brian Munoz in Carbondale, Illinois. Thousands of people pack into Southern Illinois University's Lukey Stadium to watch the total solar eclipse. It will be the last one in the region for over 300 years. Best of all, the sky is clear. Sarah Maxwell is here from Kansas City with her telescope. She tried to watch the eclipse in 2017, but the clouds got in the way.
I'm going to cry a million happy tears. I just want to see this so bad. So it's going to be a very happy, emotional experience.
7 years ago, clouds blocked the view here in Saluki Stadium, too. Today, the crowds cheer as the moon slips in front of the sun in full view. Nina Seidler-Wagner stands on the roof of the press box next to her mother. She made the trek all the way from Colgate, Wisconsin.
Amazing. No words. If somebody hasn't experienced it, they don't know what they're missing out on. Oh, so gorgeous.
This is Kate Grumke at the Bollinger Mill State Historic Site. It's about 20 miles west of Cape Girardeau, and the eclipse has just started. Here in southeast Missouri, scientists from Washington University have set up a tailgating tent with computers attached to telescopes and cameras. But they're not just here to study the eclipse. They're mostly here to answer questions, like this one from 10-year-old Maxwell LaGrasso.
Why can't you look at the solar eclipse without glasses?
Maxwell is a self-described science geek and aspiring future astronaut. He and his grandparents made the trip from Waukon, Iowa.
How does the moon orbit, the dark side of the moon specifically, orbit right over the sun?
Okay, so there's no dark side of the moon, actually.
Answering Maxwell's questions is Mike Krasinski, an associate professor at WashU who studies planetary formation and evolution.
It's so exciting to be able to show the science to everyone here, because everyone is here because they want to be. They want to learn.
Outside of the tent, the air is getting cooler. About 1,500 people are spread out on picnic blankets and lawn chairs in a field. As the moon covers the sun, the crowd cheers. Maxwell is watching with his grandparents.
I'm like, oh my God. Like when I couldn't see it in my glasses, I was like, oh my God, what happened? I take off my glasses and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool.
I'm Sarah Fentum in Chester, Illinois. This small town's known mostly for being the birthplace of E.C. Seeger, who created the Popeye cartoon.
I am what I am, and that's all what I am.
There's even a mini Popeye museum and shop here. It's the perfect place for Ryan Maxwell, a Popeye superfan from Indiana, to watch the eclipse.
And I've got my Popeye-branded eclipse glasses.
By lunch, there's a steady stream of cars heading into town. Hundreds of people gather at a hilly park on the south side. St. Louis College students Devin Kriegler and Jalen Bogard sit watching the sky dim.
It looks like if you took a low exposure photo or a video of everyone.
It's also getting chillier and chillier by the second. Starting to feel the wind and everything, so it's also really cool.
And then finally...
Where is
it? It's not even...
What?
Oh my God!
Glasses off, maybe?
Glasses off?
Yes, take it off.
Look around. Take it off.
Oh my God.
I can't stop swimming.
Wait, hold on.
Their friend Azaria Covington says this trip is special.
We all just like came together and decided to come and appreciate, you know, the wonderful universe that we live in, which is really cool. So I really liked experiencing it with people that I care about. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That story comes from St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum, Kate Grumke, and Brian Munoz. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 69 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Sarah Fentum, Kate Grumke, and Brian Munoz. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.